Blog Talk Radio.
Out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause the way goes trouble down the drain.
brand new banger. calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line.
All right, call. Spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can,
Yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Thought them whack dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Turn up your sound.
Lamborghini Mercy.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Radio, the best Mad Monday ever for me. How about them Cowboys? How about them motherfucking Cowboys? See, look, ain't nobody really on here. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me bring my girl. My girl Trudy, yeah, this motherfucker. It's only me and Trudy on here because everybody else. They ain't trying to hear the rapper scratch. What up, baby girl? How you doing? I told you what they wasn't going to call today.
They going to call. They just give me time to get it out your system.
Oh, shit, I can't get out of my system until they get on here. I got special shit I made already. I want all them motherfuckers to get on here.
This probably going to be the first 3 weeks where we need to call them.
I was gonna call, but the snow... I was going to call, but, you know what I'm saying? I had to go to work. Mm-hmm. That's why it's only me and you on here. I knew them motherfuckers wasn't going to call.
They going to call.
Mm-hmm. I got something real special for their ass, too. I sure want to play that motherfucker at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to wait until they bring their motherfucking monkey ass on in. Hey, if y'all listening online, man, 323-642-1597. Call in, man. It's all good like firewood, but I'm waiting on these Cowboy fans.
I was just saying earlier, Cowboys fans, they go hard for their team like the Saints fan. They just don't know how to be quiet sometimes.
Mm-hmm. The thing about Cowboys fans, you got quiet fans, and then you got all the motherfuckers that be on here. Mr. Edware. Oh, especially Confetti. Yeah, all them motherfuckers. See, look, ain't nobody. We been on this motherfucker damn near 30 minutes. Ain't nobody been on this bitch. I'm gonna sing a whole. I got a whole song I'm gonna sing.
Oh,
who's them motherfucking monkey ass niggas show up? I got a song to sing. Anyway, other than that, what's going on, girl? Would you tell me something good?
Well, today's been a beautiful day. Well, you know, I talked about you to you earlier about, you know, my cousin meeting his son, and just been a beautiful day today. All love today.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, it's good to have some good-ass days, not just bad days all the goddamn time. Everybody be having bad days. You know what I mean? I'm coming. Everybody be having bad days, but nobody don't talk about good days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody have bad days, but nobody never talk about good days. Shit, we need some goddamn good days around this joint sometime.
What do you think about the game?
What game?
What do you think about the plays and Dak?
Goodbye, you dick. That's what I... Get the fuck out of here. That's what I feel about it. I'm a Niner fan. I don't give a fuck how Dak feels. Get your ass up out of here.
Like, I really paid attention to the game yesterday, and he sucked, like, for real.
He can't beat us.
No.
I don't give a damn if we lose next week. As long as we beat the Cowboys, that's all that matters to me. Get the
yeah,
fuck out of here.
Everybody on True West is a Cowboys fan, right?
Yep. Damn near. Yep, that's why none of them motherfuckers call. It's only me and you on here, bitch. Because they don't want to hear that shit. I knew it. They did the same thing last year, truly. Last year, they did the same fucking thing. Them motherfuckers didn't want to call. You know, Confetti motherfucking... Big mouth ass. If the Cowboys would have won, Confetti big mouth ass would be on here right now. All the motherfuckers would be on here right now.
Big sucker.
Oh my God. I'm fucking. I guarantee you, in another 30 minutes, if nobody called in, I'm starting to call them. I'm going to call late, motherfucker. Now. Oh, you don't want to call now, huh? Because they don't want to hear what the fuck I got to say.
Give them an interview like how they do the interviews after the game.
Yeah, so how do you feel about the Cowboys getting their motherfucking ass whooped?
They probably don't feel like they lost some money.
I feel like if Dak wouldn't have threw them two interceptions. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's the way that shit go. That motherfucker just sitting up there I don't know. You never know. Them motherfuckers probably online listening. They don't want to call in. Them motherfuckers like, especially all the other motherfuckers be like, damn, I owe this nigga square $25.
Yeah.
That's what y'all get. I hope y'all online listening. Because y'all motherfucking ass sit up there and talk all this shit all through the year. All cowboy. And none of y'all motherfuckers is calling. Y'all out there listening. I know it. Ha ha.
Well, you tried to tell them what was going to happen, so. Have they ever beat the 49ers?
Nope. Back in the days, it went back and forth, but we've been in the championship 3 years out of four. The Cowboys just made it to the playoffs the first time in 27 years.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys been out of the game for 27 years. We went to the Super Bowl. We went to four championships. Cowboys ain't been. This is the first time they've been in the playoffs in 27 years. 27 years. That's why the motherfuckers don't want to call, because they don't want me to break that shit down to them. That's all that shit is. We're going to see if they're going to come. They might come. They might not. But if they
It was an okay game. Wasn't it like 16 or 19?
19 to 12. Yep. I was earning $20 too. Off of their 12 ass points.
That was off of field goals though, right?
No, we was playing like the It was like the number chart, and it was a. I had on my grid, it was like a 1 and a 2. So they got 12 points, so I won $120. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Cowboys. I love you for the $120. There's one good thing about it. Ev Love called and Mr. Everywhere called. Mr. Everywhere was like, I'm just going to pay you right now. Yes. What the fuck are y'all doing? Y'all slacking on y'all people. Oh, there goes DJ M. Love, I believe.
Is he here?
Oh, Lord.
What
DJ M. Love, what is
up? What's up, man? I'm in the crib.
Oh, they probably let you out of that joint up.
They kicked me out the motherfucker. You know, it's hard to put a rhino on a bag. You still got to feed him.
And what they say about moving you to somebody else, going somewhere else?
They didn't have a clue of what to see me or what to do. So, basically, I got to come back home and start all over again and try to get them to send me another route. So I'm taking medication they gave me and try to stick through it for the next couple of days and see if there's a way that I can get some help, man, some kind of way. I got home, my house on 10.
That's why you should have came to Cali.
Nigga, don't feel
like,
me,
what was that, 5 years ago I told you to come to Cali?
gonna give me a ticket.
Man, you gotta get the fuck up out of them goddamn woods,
cuz. Yeah, it's time to go, man. It's time to go.
You gotta get out of them woods.
These
it's a little high around here, but you gotta get the fuck out of them woods because something happened to you in them woods, nigga. You can't even get the fuck out the woods.
Yeah. Right.
Nigga, that's like I'm my just... mom. My mom near. They live in the middle of the goddamn desert. So if something really happened, they gotta go in. They gotta bring the helicopter to pick them up. They way the fuck out there.
Yeah.
One of my people could be dead before the goddamn ambulance gets there if they driving.
Yeah.
Man, that's bullshit.
Yeah, my thing is, they give me some motherfucking samples from here.
But yeah, you gotta get the fuck up out of there. You gotta get close to the civilization. If you get civilization, them motherfuckers will fuck around and they'll take you to the best hospitals and all that shit. How come my weed ain't here? This ain't right. Y'all got a hole in this motherfucker or something? I'm trying to smoke weed and can't smoke no weed. This ain't good. Hold on. Let me try this again. Ain't nothing like that, but we and you. Oh, it's a hole somewhere. I see. Okay, I got it. I got a hole in my goddamn blood. That's what it is. Oh, yeah. Don't put a crutch on your motherfucking ass to this mom. 30 seconds. But anyway, man, True West Radio, man, y'all got to give us a call, man, 323-642-1597. You can press 1 to talk, or you ain't got to press 1 to talk. I'll let y'all ask in any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my thing for tonight, you know it's Mad Monday, but after that, it's how about them cowboys? Oh my God. Ain't none of them motherfuckers gonna call. JoJo ain't calling. Mr. Edwin ain't calling. Motherfucker Fetty ain't calling. Cause they know what's on. I got some special ass shit too. I got some special shit lined up. If they do call, I got some shit. At least have love call. We're about to jump into a couple of jams. Let me see. What are we getting ready to play? I know what I want to play. Just because. 2S Radio. Once again, give us a call. 323-642-1597.
Gina, body like Trina. I think I want a nasty girl, one-on-one, a grown girl. I think I want a nasty girl, the type of girl make me want to chew all up her bubblegum. I know I want a nasty girl, lips and lungs, quite but her tongue.
My pussy and slap it on my ass, cheeks I'm wasted. Your Tennessee got me faded. 69 times, put this pussy on your mind. I'm a nasty bitch, I like a choke on dick. Deep throat it down, hold my breath and bounce. Call me a bobblehead, I'm going for a starter from the head. On the head, I'm getting wet, I'm trying to fuck, you know what's up. I'm on my nasty grind, make sure you come on time. Bust it on my face, watch me turn around. Think it's back, and no ass, ain't thinking for my mental while I'm clapping. This ass all in your face while I'm jacking. Tell me y'all for the pull off. Different way, fucking so close to pearl. Tell me watch them juice and suck them run. Cause I'm coming, going dumb on it. No matter how I run, will it beat me to the head, boy? Till I get a contest. Pressure bust the price to beat it up while I'm creaming. Yeah. Even straight from the tub, taking ass up in my hole. I can be a nasty girl if that cash go a purse. Yeah. I like the way you take the pussy, turn around and break the pussy. Wild pussy on the loose, containment if you could. Yeah. Blowing bubbles with the sperm, head back, I'm gargling. Eat me like a buffet, put this pussy on your plate. Eat my plate while I take a shit. Put the cane on your lips, hold your mouth open like you at the dentist. Suck my teeth like you been in the fucking breast. Cause I can't do everything, so why the fuck you ain't drinking? When I push down, I need about 5 rounds. Till I tap out, I'm waiting to swallow with my mouth. Yeah. It's a fantasy, you get it now. Soon when you're pulling out your wallet, make sure you never check your pocket.
Step ahead of thee, Why me still? Still. Step ahead of these. I'ma still. Still. Step ahead of these.
I remember. him, you wouldn't have heard of him. Pac had a Jew living way above the rim. Teddy had it popping on the west. True, Greg Mack ride with the mixed master crew. Black and Rush born every day before school. Performing arts we all use as a deficit. The industry is flooded like a train and going platinum is obsolete. He sounds just like him, call it repeat. Nobody got a hustle on the street. Don't pay a producer, just use an industry beat. The history of rap, niggas ain't know it. Yeah, you the shit, now flush it down a toilet. D25, I was born in December. We all put in work back then, I remember.
West, nigga, it's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. And yeah, we got the homie came fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
Two of us, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. That's that goddamn JoJo with that motherfucking banger. We got Mr. Everywhere in the building.
What's good, everybody? Busy?
What up, man? How you doing, man?
What's up, Mr. E?
Oh, you got the
best
hand.
Who's that? A down there on another number?
Yeah, on another number, huh?
I can take my $25 in small bills if you like.
Nigga, we ain't bid nothing.
I'm glad
he's here. Oh, he already got his. I already gave him his right after the game. He good.
So you have nothing to say about this, Mr.
No,
Cowboy.
I'm saying you drink that $20 worth up and save that $5 on tissue in case you need it. If not, you can take it back.
I was talking about confetti, but since you want to be in this motherfucker.
I said if y'all don't beat the what you call it, you're going to need some tissue. If y'all don't, you can take it back.
My Lord. What happened to all of y'all Cowboy talk? What happened to that?
We lost by 7 points.
So, y'all lost. Nigga, second place
we
ain't
lost.
Nothing but the
we,
first
we lost. I just said we lost by 7 points. I didn't see no blowout.
Yeah,
we
know
we
lost.
7 points.
Y'all lost still.
And we
That's
lost
it.
The game.
By
y'all,
7 points.
Y'all didn't lose the game for it. We lost the game. Getting penalty.
Yeah, ain't
like
y'all lost still. All this shit
yeah,
y'all
we lose
talking,
y'all.
Every fucking year, especially confetti, every fucking year.
Why I got to be especially confetti? Why I got to be especially confetti? But what I'm saying is, if y'all don't win to the Super Bowl or make it to the Super Bowl, then come join us.
Listen.
Same way I said last get year. Get your cup of coffee.
Listen.
All Listen. You can do is win the Super Bowl.
Black
it don't matter if you go.
Them.
If you don't win, it don't count.
The main thing about this whole situation
Come get your cup of coffee.
Is that the 49ers beat the Cowboys. Two years in a row.
You ain't
so
won no Super Bowl.
Y'all can't talk about no Super Bowl shit.
If they don't make it to the Super Bowl, then we're going to have to say the 49ers done lost 2 years in a row and they never made it to the Super Bowl.
We went to the Super Bowl like 4 years ago. And look,
4 years
y'all
ago,
ain't been in a playoff in 20, y'all ain't won really no playoff game in 27 years. Get the fuck out of here.
Did y'all win that Super Bowl?
Nope.
Wait, why are you so intrigued by us? It don't count. They only give out one trophy at the Super Bowl. If you didn't win, I don't even know why you
brought up. You know what? Let me tell you something.
You ain't got no damn
everywhere.
Ring last year.
Both of y'all, that's a good way to try to bounce the fact that y'all motherfuckers lost.
Oh, we take our L's. We lost. We take our L's. Yeah, we lost. But wait, we take that no ring y'all got too. Last year, and the ring
you
get this year.
You can't ping the fact that y'all motherfuckers
just,
lost.
Yeah,
y'all,
the
y'all on the couch. Ouch. Y'all on the couch. Ha.
schoolyard.
How many cushions are on the couch?
It depends on how big your couch is.
Number six.
I got a whole lot of cushions on my couch.
And we said,
okay, well, there's enough room for y'all, too. There's enough room for the 49ers on this couch, too.
That's right.
Well, one thing about it, we ain't on the couch now, but y'all are.
Yeah, but you better hope you ain't this week. Because if you come up on that couch this weekend, I'm going to say, who sent you, nigga?
Yeah, I'm gonna make this
I'm gonna do this shit now. I was getting ready to save all of this shit for later, but I think I'm gonna do it right now. Just since y'all wanna talk shit, you know what I mean? I did it last year. I'm gonna do it this year. But I got something else special for y'all. True West Radio. Cowboy killer.
You know what I really regret?
What?
You know when the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Rams a few years ago in the playoffs? I was at the JW Marriott downtown, literally standing at the front door in the lobby waiting for Cowboy fans. Don't you want to take a picture? Don't you want to sit here with me? And I wish I was in Dallas yesterday where, oh, did you see all of those fans crying? Did you see them? The ladies were crying. Dudes were crying. Did you see? And
you couldn't have really been happy.
Molly, from my soul, I was
Molly.
So happy.
Look at her.
Greatest fans in the world. The greatest fans in the world.
Hail Mary's our Father, Son,
where's the last guy? Where's the dude that was crying at the end?
They deserve better. Y'all deserve better.
Show him all. Show him. Hold on. Let's take a moment, y'all. Let's take a moment. Let's watch this. There he is. Oh, this is beautiful. I mean, that's how I want Cowboy fans to look. Look at them. Look at that. I mean, it's beautiful.
This is
beautiful. Let me tell you something right now. They deserve it, man. They deserve it. You know
they
it.
Do not,
I know it. Yes,
they do not.
Do.
I can't. They do not. They're the best fans in the world, man.
It hurts
me.
They're delusional.
But
I will tell you this.
I felt that, man.
Something happened yesterday. That's breaking news. Do you know last night was the first night in my life that the Dallas Cowboys lost, their season was over, and I didn't hear one Cowboy fan say, you know, we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? I didn't hear that yesterday. It was the first time. So maybe the delusional element of Cowboy fans has dissipated or evaporated, but let me tell you something right now. Could y'all do me a favor, please, because Stephen A's back. Stephen A's back in the house. Could you please show just a little bit of montage of those fans again? I mean, can we get some music?
Stop.
Can we get some music?
Hold on, Michael.
I'm
talking to you. You know what I really was
sad
is I really felt like this was their time.
This was
play that music
louder. Louder. Turn up the volume of music.
Oh, my God. This hurts. These are the best fans in the world right here, man.
Look at
this. Oh, my God, man. I can't believe y'all putting this up, man. I can't believe y'all ain't playing this. This was not part of the show. This was not part of the show.
He hijacked
the show. This is not part of the show.
I actually had a question.
There is one of this middle-aged white dude that's leaning over the railing, and he's crying. Where's that one at? I need to see it. It feels so good. I mean, where is it, y'all? Listen. All that happened. Listen, at the end of the day, Michael Irvin, all that happened. Listen, keep showing that because I'm going to keep asking that.
Stop playing that. Stop playing that. Come on.
At the end of the day, no one died. All that happened was the Cowboys showed you who they truly are. Again. That's all that happened. All that happened was that they brought you back to reality. The reality. Oh. I mean, that's all that happened. So when you go out to California, you do your NFL Network show. Great, great show, by the way. And y'all, especially when y'all outside in that field, I want you to run those routes and show them how to catch the ball.
You guys have a nice setup.
Do you know that Rich Eisen made more catches on that outside football field that CeeDee Lamb did yesterday?
Oh, God.
You just hear me.
This is your day.
I mean, Rich Eisen.
This is your day.
Rich Eisen. I mean.
This is your day.
I watch my boys because I love Mariucci and Kurt Warner. I love them, too. Did you see them yesterday?
I was Michael watching. Irvin, I watched Countdown as well. I flipped back and forth.
Because I flipped back and forth, right, too, right? So I'm watching, and I tweet. How about them Cowboys?
Next, we beat y'all.
Last year and this year.
You know I'm going to
have y'all what?
If the Eagles beat y'all, I'm going to have some theme music. You ain't going to know what it is, but you're going to be sitting up there.
Hey,
you should have.
I had my theme music done before y'all even before we even got on the field. I had that shit done already.
Well, I'm gonna have it all ready.
I had the theme music ready.
To put some theme music together.
Nigga, look, go on my Facebook and look back about 3 days. I already had bye bye going for y'all, motherfuckers. Nigga, I had that shit predicted early in the game, and y'all gone. I put bye bye, then I put bye bye with NSYNC right behind it. Confetti, shut the fuck up.
What's going on, Tula? Tell me something good. She's sitting back laughing at us.
Hey, I'm not even. That's between the me and I had my first hour. It's y'all now.
Look,
I mean, I don't know what to say. I like to leave the football to the men.
You are right, Trudy. You good. Cause your father sent you the song. You said you was gonna make a song about it. I wish I
sure was. I sure was.
Hey, well, we can make one next week when we beat the Eagles.
Okay.
But these motherfuckers.
I said, you down to make a song against this Cowboy fan?
I am true with.
Wait a minute. Time out. Hold on. She ain't got no dog in this fight.
That's right.
The Saints ain't even make the playoffs. She ain't got no dog in this fight. Don't bring her on board. Don't bring her on board.
She want to ride a bandwagon. She just want to bandwagon.
She a Saints fan, trust me.
No, I'm not.
I can look through the window and see them pots and pans got the Saints on there.
Lies.
She knows she is.
And she ain't never claimed to be 49ers, so now you're going to make a song?
She a Saints fan. She a
Saints
fan.
Boy, you trying to get fake married. You trying to get, boy, that's. But that ain't fraud.
What's your team, Truly?
What up?
Steelers and the Raiders.
Oh, hell. Yeah. That's two of them that didn't even get to see the light of day.
They're your dog.
She done gave
fight.
Up on the
Saints.
She ain't with the Steelers and the Raiders. They didn't even get in the race.
Well,
what?
I told y'all, I'm staying
out
of it.
I know you're out of it. Trash trying to get you to do a song on the Cowboys. I'm going to have to do the song on the Steelers and the goddamn Raiders now.
Come on, man.
She better stay all the way out of it. I better not hear her voice on that track, auto-tune or not.
You just make sure you send me that. I'm glad they ass on the couch now. Hey, Confess, you ain't got to worry about them. I'll be lit up tomorrow. We're going to be a fake ass 49er fan.
What you waiting on?
Hey,
I want to be a fake ass 49er fan. That bandwagon shit.
All right, let me find my phone. Let me pull this team up.
hey, you got them one jump out there with a 49 jersey.
Let me tell you something. This shit happen every year. As soon as the Cowboys lose, here these motherfuckers trying to defend themselves, even though they lost. This shit happens every fucking year. No, but watch next week. Y'all going to lose next week. Motherfucker, that ain't even your team. Your team already out the game.
Say it again. Tell her team, that ain't even your motherfucking team, Scratch said. But, hey, and then
you trying to, now you want to jump on the Eagles when your team
just got y'all motherfucking ass.
Putin over there trying to recruit some soldiers, and them ain't, this ain't even their fault.
My soldiers is down with me. It ain't got nothing to do with football.
Man,
when it comes down to football, that's our motherfucking sorry ass done long. And now you want to try to jump on another bandwagon. Get the fuck out of here.
When y'all fucking lose, then you're going to be like, all y'all want to jump on the bandwagon. Too many people jump out of the bandwagon. Everybody want to pull out 49 jerseys. You ain't no damn fan.
Oh,
they trying to pull out cowboy jerseys. The fuck out of here, man.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. You shouldn't even lie that fake shit.
Nigga, y'all motherfuckers,
you shouldn't even lie that,
man. Look.
You want to get true to a rapper, get a cowboy jersey, steal that. You shouldn't
even
want to
talk football no more, bro.
See,
your football season
is
over. You
didn't
even want to talk football. I still got a season. You shouldn't want to talk no goddamn football.
You've been throwing them pom-poms up
ever since the beginning of the season. Guess what? They're at the house.
What I'm saying is, if y'all don't make it to the Super Bowl and win, what you saying that to say
but,
what?
Listen to this, Mr. Everywhere. We got farther than y'all. We still got a
it
game
don't
to play.
Matter how
hey, y'all motherfuckers, no!
You don't walk all the way through the jungle.
They can smoke weed. They can go all the weed they want to.
You're still in the jungle.
They can do all the coke they want to. They're home.
It don't matter.
How many days of hope you got left?
The jungle, you ain't the hungry lion.
You can't say nothing about my team because we didn't even play.
If y'all don't make it through the jungle, y'all ain't the lion.
We still got two more games to play.
You might have two more games to play. You might.
Well, wait a minute. How many games y'all got to play?
How many games do you have to play?
The only time they get on the PlayStation or the Xbox, that's the only game they got to play.
They ain't got no game.
Or they can play spades or domino.
We can play a place of bed against
they
y'all.
Ain't
I
got no
one more
football
game,
game to play. So get the fuck out of here with
I'm
that bullshit.
I'm playing
bed
against y'all. Y'all get beat by 30, though.
Hey, y'all know
you
want to
bet what?
Lucas start playing Pinochle.
I might have placed a bet with MGM.
The only game y'all playing is niggas and Monopoly.
That ain't
shoot
the
ladder.
Hey,
look
like y'all ain't gonna play no.
If y'all want to play football, y'all got to get on the PlayStation or the Xbox.
You better
nigga, we playing a game. We actually playing a football game next week.
That's Super Bowl game.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't give a damn what y'all saying. How y'all trying to clean that shit up? Y'all motherfuckers at home. How about that? Bye.
I can guarantee somebody on this line was going to have a heart attack. I can almost see it.
Not me, because
well,
them motherfuckers is done. They
it
done.
Is
long, the Dallas Cowboys, all this
that's
fucking.
I'm hoping that scratching them don't lose this weekend. So, and then I hope they, if they do win this weekend, I hope they don't lose at the Super Bowl, because then they done just wasted their career all season
long. Yeah, wasting
long.
All their time. Wasting all that.
Wasting
all
their time and all time, too.
Yeah, just to do what they normally do, lose.
They went to the Super Bowl 4 years ago. Pat you on the back, but did you win? No. So I take my pat back.
Congratulations, Scratch.
Wait, check this out.
Yeah, yeah. And then y'all thought y'all was going to go last year. And you ain't going to go
when
this
the
year.
Last time, when the last time Dallas Cowboys went to the Super Bowl?
Hey, man. When y'all won the Super Bowl?
Would you want to look that up?
When's the last time y'all won the Super Bowl?
Nigga, we was in the Super Bowl. Nigga, y'all ain't been in 30 years, my nigga.
We eat shit. When's the last time y'all won one?
Nigga, it's been closer to 27 years. Y'all ain't been in the playoff in 27 years, my nigga.
Man,
we won a Super Bowl prior to that with Steve Young, my nigga.
He trying to set up the 2023 Mercedes Benz with some roll down windows.
Y'all just got in the playoffs this year for that one game or the two games. 27. Wait, hold on. 27 years, nigga.
Hey.
Come on, cuz.
We just know. Hey, how much hope y'all got left? 1 week?
We still got hope when y'all don't.
Hey, how much hope you got left?
We still got hope because we still in the game. Y'all hope is gone.
I just don't understand how you. Hey, I don't understand how you.
Y'all hope is gone.
Y'all
can't even keep hope alive because y'all hope just left.
Your sidekick over there want to make
yesterday.
Make a 49
y'all hope
song.
Left.
Hey. I don't know how you saw people make a party down a song.
Man,
that shit funny
there. Wait a minute, cuz. Hold on. Let me say this. There's nothing that none of y'all motherfuckers can say. Y'all kept hope alive. Y'all hope left yesterday. Y'all at the fucking house. At least we still got hope. Shut the fuck up with all that trying to... Oh, get the fuck out of
hey,
here,
Hey, only
man.
Hope I know is Hope, Arkansas, goddammit.
Yeah.
Say it again.
You
say
hope y'all win next year. That's
say
the only
again.
Hope y'all got.
Well, hope I
y'all
know, hope
something happen next
that.
Year. That's the way y'all hope last year. Then y'all come this year, you didn't keep over alive, they asses out of the house. So hope again next year.
That old Jerry Jones feel
motherfucker. Oh, my God. Y'all niggas, boy. I'm telling you, y'all got a chance to change y'all team this year.
We ain't going to do that.
Yeah, we did that.
We'll
yeah,
that
yeah.
Y'all got a chance to change y'all team because y'all motherfuckers. Hey, look,
you know
27 years, my nigga. 27 years, y'all been whack ass. Fuck. 27 years, my nigga.
Hey, man.
We've been in a Super Bowl, and we've been in three championships in the last 4 years. Y'all
hey,
motherfuckers
man.
Just got to the playoffs, and then y'all out of this motherfucker again.
Hey, man, we already know, because y'all ain't going to do shit. We've been watching the whole time y'all not do shit, so we know y'all ain't gonna do shit.
You ain't been
ain't
watching
be
shit.
Shit. You ain't gonna be shit. Y'all ain't gonna be shit.
That
we
ain't got nothing
to save
do
you
with
from that
confetti.
We
confetti.
Trying to save you from being depressed.
Confetti. Where's the Cowboys, my nigga?
Hey, man.
I'm talking about right
hey,
now,
we,
today.
We,
today, right now,
there.
At
we,
this moment.
All we
at
doing
this
is,
moment.
We, check it out. Check it
at
out.
At this moment,
we're gonna be
where's
on the couch.
Cowboys
we're going to be on the couch cleaning it. Make sure it ain't got no glue on the seat, because you're going to swear we put glue on y'all's seat. Like on that
where in the fuck? Listen, where the Cowboys
hey,
at?
We
at
gonna make
moment.
Sure the seat clean, so y'all talking about...
Them motherfuckers, everybody smoking their weed, because then they got about 2 months to smoke some weed before they have to get drug tested. That's what them motherfuckers
man.
Doing. Them motherfuckers is getting ready to go out of town. They hugging their babies.
Yeah, so you saying, that what you saying right now? The 49ers fans
that
smoking weed,
cry.
That's why they're going to read
their all them motherfuckers, they
what
hugging their babies, they crying. They, no, and a matter of fact, they crying and the little kids going, don't cry, daddy.
So what you trying to, say? The reason y'all been smoking weed and the reason why y'all gonna lose? Because
hey,
y'all scared
hey,
of Eagles or whatever?
Confetti.
confetti. I think right. I'm gonna go to Scratch's house and dig through the old picture book and see when he had that little two holster with the guns on it and the cowboy hat on.
Oh.
And he was trying to be a cowboy when he grew up.
Nope.
Yeah, right, right, right.
What was that, third grade? He had the lunchbox with the Dallas Cowboy lunchbox with the star on the thermos.
Right, 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 right. He grew up.
Do he still got that? He went out to his house. Do he still got that? He still packed his lunch in that?
Hey, look.
Yeah,
even if I had that. That ain't me today, so it don't matter, man.
Hey, his mother got that picture, old picture album with him in that cowboy gear home.
Yeah.
Better go check it out.
Oh, my God. You know Crack Hill, y'all. y'all on crack.
Hey, that's why he was trying to move to Dallas. He had a cowboy kid or gear on his kid. He was so impressed.
Just
turned
the ass whooping is an ass whooping. Ain't no way to justify
that's what I'm talking about.
If you beat, you gone. You done.
Y'all just can't say we lost and that's it.
Hey, let me tell you something.
We've been saying that. We lost and that's it. But if y'all don't win the Super Bowl, y'all lost and that's it. You see what I'm saying?
We beat y'all. That's the whole fucking thing. I don't give a fuck. I want to go to the Super Bowl. I want to win the Super Bowl. But we beat y'all. Y'all shit-talking motherfuckers.
Y'all shit-talking motherfucking
Dallas Cowboy fan got beat by me, the 49er fan. That's what's satisfying to me. That's my Super Bowl, nigga. That is my Super Bowl.
Then what?
He said that's your what?
That's my Super Bowl.
So you already seen y'all gonna fucking lose. Ain't it some sad shit? You already know y'all gonna fucking lose.
You just said y'all gonna lose. I said we beat y'all. That's my Super Bowl.
You admit y'all not gonna win the Super Bowl?
Man, look.
We might have to put glue in the seat now. Because you lost your goddamn. You already scared.
Shut the fuck up.
I want to play some music, man. We want to hear some music, man. Drop it.
Nigga, that's my Super Bowl. The Cowboys got beat by the Niners. That's what I love. You know what I'm saying? That's what I love. You know, because, you know, shit. That's my Super Bowl right there.
Hey, delusionism coming all the shapes and sizes.
Nigga,
my brother-in-law. He's admitting that he's going to lose the next game.
Nope. My brother-in-law and his family was moving out of my house the day that the Niners was in the Super Bowl. And the Niners lost. But you know what my Super Bowl was? They're moving the fuck out of my house. I didn't give a fuck about the Niners losing. In that Super Bowl, that day, that particular day, my brother-in-law, his wife, and his three kids was moving out of my house after two fucking years. I didn't give a fuck about the game. We lost.
You don't get fucked mad because y'all going to lose. It ain't about you don't care. You knew fucking well y'all was going to lose. You a smart man. Let me tell you, you've been very successful. You a smart man. You know fucking well y'all wasn't going to lose.
Just pipe down, my nigga.
I This is the valley, don't get it twisted up. You can get your necklace twisted off. You can get your lips flipped with the Ithaca. Southside, till I get turned inside out. You better pack up, fly down south before I get sick. And I split you, and that's a mix with a pit bull and a rock brawler, shot caller. Y'all niggas need to stop all the talking like y'all ballin', cause we hot. You might run up in your weak spot with the tee decided. Take all your weight, break all your face. Almost everything I lose a cut. Just when you roll up, no discussion. Just bustin' just in time. I got you for your line. Now I'm headed back down I-5 to Sacramento. Some call it Sacramento. Some call it Macamino. Some call it Brooklyn. Some call it Cowtown. But they can't make them bow down. Lynch by inches from death if you fuck around. Somebody gon' buck them down. Somebody gon' touch them up. Somebody gon' rough their puff. Somebody in the city, they gon' get fit in here. Yeah, that's
the city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with a gang of the dangerous cats, and we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up sack, and where we hang with a gang of the dangerous cats, and we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back.
Sac is my city, I'm a king like Mike Bibby. Copy and flip down the screen and ride with me. Journey through the valley of the heartless sick men, where you get the front door of your apartment kicked in. Home ablazing, home invasions, blacks, white, Mexican, Russian, Samoan, and Asian. Never knowing who to trust, so I stay clicking my 4/5. Home of the good guy standoff and Nikolai Soltis. The Unabomber trial, the thrill killer and Ray Caruth. Dorothea Puente, more vicious than a saber tooth. The Sebo, the X-Rated, the Jeremiah Farmer. In Sac, even celebrities carry firearms. So try to be calm, out here they do you bodily harm. And they won't let you say goodbye to your mom. I see dark clouds overhead, I'm waiting on the sky to be calm. So I stay out the way and fire the bomb. Loving this suburban living, but the turf's appealing. Doing dirt since children and taught never to work for feelings. Three strike law for the worthless villains. Sacramento, the capital of the mercy killing.
The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up Sac, and where we hang with a gang of the dangerous cats, and we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up Sac, and where we hang with a gang of the dangerous cats, and we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back.
Every nigga got an attitude like fuck that. Fuck
niggas
that.
Come through blasting, they don't tuck, they tell they fuck back. It's a must that you keep a big cop to whip a big block, just in case you have to get caught. Sac Cali, where back alleys turn to gat gallery. Niggas survive off a crack salary. That's how it be. Cops ain't coming to get no cats out of trees. They got their eyes on cats like me. You hear niggas uttering fuck the tag. They still hitting rubbers with mustard gas. Home of some savage ass menaces. Home of Sebo and Brother Lynch and shit. Right in the middle of a killing zone. And if you're smart, you keep your children home. Put them in sports, let them rap, let them sing. Before they grow up selling crack or hooked on methamphetamine. The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up Sac, and where we hang with a gang of some dangerous cats. And we so wrong that only the Lord can bring us back. The city of Sac is where we came up at, and soak the game up at, and where we learn how to slang up Sac, and where we hang with a gang of some dangerous cats. And we so gone that only the Lord can bring us back.
Top of the pile, I'm versatile, and I got a style.
Any competition?
Don't be. I'm here to let you know that I write for the new world. I'm not just any girl. I'm a female rapper from Cali, representing Grand Jury. You can't come close to me because I kick the style, then change it. Break it down so I can rearrange it.
You can't even step to this freestyle flow.
12 bars with 4 bars to go, so pump it up, let the bass rock. Let it be known all the way around the block. Versy be on top of the pile. I'm versatile, and I got style.
You just fell into the style of lyrical terrorists. Step to the stage, everything that you can do with this vocalist, making my tongue run a marathon, my hands around a mic and it's squeezing like a python.
Kick a rhyme for the 187, by side, New World 211, dogging lyrics on a 24 track, paid in full, now it's time to relax.
Max time is over, now writing again, until the ink runs out of my pen, then I get a knife and carve them on the wall, just to see the M stand tall.
This is just to let you know,
in a lyrical battle, you best not to show.
New world on top of the pile.
I'm versatile,
and I got style.
Manifested, recognized, or experienced world, a division, section, or generation of the inhabitants of the Earth Mafia, a secret organization composed chiefly of lyrical terrorists and beatnik style, overall excellent skill or grace in performance, manner, or appearance.
Could you catch me? I'm falling, falling, I'm falling down. Could you catch me?
Snapped and cracked my crown. Put it up away. My royalty is loyalty. I'm holding my weight. Yeah. My bulletproof vest on tight. Protected me while blessing me. I'm living my life. No. Who's the queen of the crop? You wondering and it's haunting cause I'm climbing the chart. I'm not a new kid on the block. I've been around, so spin around in everyone's town. I'm moving on up my style. So wickedly wow, they versatile on top of pals. I'm turning down, volumes are blow low. Hold your weight, don't fall in clap. At the same time, lyrically enter my stations. Platinum nations, underground, dungeon creation. Sounds blasting out your venue. Sounds I salute you. Give me a standing ovation, will you? You do you, I do me. I'm posted asking, be how power found it. I could never be slaughtered. I'm conceived by the underground street. Black Martel, hardest red bone on the scene. Stallion on me to buy her green. My team better be about me. Howdy, rowdy, push machine. Constantly, like and creeping with my heat. Target pointing, bang it be. How could it be that she's so sweet? Platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. Yeah, let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down and down and die, catch me cause I'm falling down and down and die, falling down and die, catch me. I'm falling down and down, I'm falling down, I'm falling down, falling down and down and die, catch me. I'm falling,
on their way.
SWAT will meet us on site at Scratch's house.
I know we all want this son of a bitch's head on a platter, but SWAT has to clear every single room before we step foot inside.
Serial killer, masked man in the shadow, dressed ready for battle, snakes without a rattle, creeping in the dark behind bushes and trees. Hide your gun, you better run before you catch some of these. Do me wrong in this zone, here I come, watch your back. Niggas talk too much, that's why I knew where they was at. Exactly, surprise, motherfucker, it's me. Unexpected, you wanna live, since your bitch has defected. Take one, take two, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know how many till your ass hit the floor. I go hard, disregard, Mr. Nice Guy. I wonder why you disrespect. The contract is signed for me to break your neck. But wait a sec, I wanna make this heard for a long time before you flatline, erase for mankind. I wanna be the last thing that you see, and he'll remember me throwing up a dub in the sea. Me never, however, if you want to, we could go there. Me and you and a friend, that'll make the fight fair. My gray hair makes you think you got the upper hand. I slept the fuck out your ass, that's a grown man. Come over here to the two and guess these hollows. Fuck Rainbow Bright and all them bitch niggas that follow. Watch what you say about the old men. Look at them today, you won't see his bitch ass again.
West sir, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
What up everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the Dirty South, baby. We in the building.
Well, goddamn, this motherfucker wouldn't work the way I wanted to. True as radio, man. Man, I put West Coast Wednesday on there. Man, Mad Monday, my bad. Sorry, son. Hold on, man. We in the building. Hold on. Let me, man. We gotta clap this motherfucker up or something. Mr. Everywhere, Julia.
Oh, yeah.
Man, my nigga, motherfucker, see Nola in the building. You know what I'm saying? The hell going on, brother? That's Tony Acuzzo.
Wow, what's up, brother? West, y'all.
What you supposed to call me back yesterday?
Shit, Kimpo, I don't even remember, man. You wouldn't even believe, I had a story to tell. I called Scratch. You wouldn't believe what happened to me. I was riding down the road going to the ATM, and I was coming to surprise Scratch because I already had hollered at Al. Say, Al, let's go out there and hang out with Scratch. Next thing you know, I was looking down at my phone, and I turned the curve and hit the curve. And my oil just came out the dang on my oil pan just leaking oil. I was like, man, I'm going to crack my oil pan.
Oh.
So I was fooled. I was just like, you know, I had to tow my car, went through a little transformation. But I'm back, y'all. I'm back. I'm at work right now, so I'm back. It happens, man. Remember, I had just told you I fixed the oil. The fan on there and Taylor a nice little change for that, and then here come that. You know, when it rains and pours. But one thing about it, I don't got no oil leak no more because my rear main seal, I had to replace that rear main seal, and that was going to be $1,000 for them to reopen it up. But when I cracked that oil pan, kid. I use that silicone and fill that joke up. So, hey, I'm back on the mount. Yes, yes, y'all.
You just didn't want to show up, Bobby. You didn't want to show up.
Hey, I know y'all was going to whoop on us anyway. There's no way that the Dallas Cowboys was going to win and bang, bang, not a game. Come on, man. That was in San Francisco, man. There's no way, man. You know the West Coast wasn't going to have that, man. I knew Dallas didn't have a chance, but that's my team. I rooted to the end. You know, it was
a good game, man. 9-9. Hey, man. Where's Sam Bennett going to come on stage and get him off? When is he going to come in that room and sweep this man off this stage hollering about he knew that Sam Fran was going
to win? Bro, I'm going to keep it real with you. Kind of hard for you to beat.
He gang bang with the gang of the week. Whichever gang was winning, he would join it.
Nah, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, man. I just hate they tricked us in the plan in San Francisco. Like we really was on. Come on now.
Another Dallas fan said the same thing you saying. He was like, this nigga, my nigga Lee, he a Dallas fan like a motherfucker. He said, Scratch, I'm be real. They ain't gonna beat the Cowboys, man. I mean, they gonna beat the Cowboys. So I'm just saying. He said, let's bet on the Philadelphia game. He already knew that. A Dallas Cowboy fan knew that Dallas was gonna lose.
And the odds was against us, man. They had Jerry Rice out there representing E4O. Man, all the Bay players, man, the original Bay players, I was like, oh, they
ain't had nothing to do with nothing. We revoking your ghetto pass. You ain't a Cowboy fan.
Nah, I'm a diehard, man. I put that on everything I know. Turn your jersey in
at the nearest fire station.
I'm a diehard, bro.
I love the Cowboys. I ain't gonna never quit my team. I took my L like a man.
But you talking down, saying the Cowboys, you knew the Cowboys.
I ain't gonna talk down on them. No, man. You can tell, man. You can tell the referees and all of them. They were holding their nuts on us, man. We supposed to got a couple plays that we didn't get.
The referee fucked up too sometimes, man.
One time when we threw the ball in the air, old boy had his hand all on Papa old boy hand. That was an interference, but they didn't give it to him. You know what I'm saying? He threw two hands off of his hands.
We couldn't do that. We need a new kicker and a new quarterback.
How come motherfuckers just can't just accept the fact that you lost?
Prescott like Tony Romo. He just throwing interception. He was like Tony Romo. We better off with Rush, man. We needed Rush doing that.
If the 49ers would have lost, I had no choice but to sit up here and say, we lost. Y'all motherfuckers can't sit up here and say that we just lost. No. Especially Confetti. That's why Confetti gone. Because Confetti, he's thinking about next week. Oh, yeah, wait till next week. I bet the Philly going to get you.
I know they say fly, Eagles, fly. And, you know we going to be saying, oh, come on, Eagles. This time I really want the Eagles to get back at us so they can be, y'all can come sit on the couch, too. But I already know, man, it's going to be a crazy game.
Y'all motherfuckers is on the couch. Y'all getting ready to watch the game. At home, Cancun, or wherever y'all want to go with y'all kids. Motherfucking Dak, his goddamn kids, if he got kids.
Yeah, we saw that the welcome couch.
They all crying.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week. We definitely going to see y'all next week on the couch.
See y'all. That ain't even man, your team. Man. What the fuck you talking about?
Man, them 41ers gonna be on that couch with us. Y'all gonna join the bandwagon. Them y'all
well,
whining. Look at
well,
whining. Them 41ers.
Least,
they all they doing
whining. I'm gonna tell you one thing about it. At least we got another week. Y'all gotta watch this while I'm on the couch. So if we lose, we still had another week before we got on the couch. Y'all on the couch
yeah,
right now.
Hey.
Right now.
Yeah, man.
You guys
that was
on
terrible.
The couch.
That was terrible, man. The kicker wasn't doing nothing. I was throwing interceptions again. It was terrible.
Y'all on
yeah,
the couch.
That's why we had
right
to go for it on
now.
Fourth down, because the kicker can't kick, so we had to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have missed that kick, we did have some type of fighting chance, too. We would have been up by one, at least.
If
I mean,
it wasn't
a kick
time.
A field goal, but we couldn't kick
if
no
it
field goal.
A field.
We had won that fourth and goal.
If it
he
was
a fourth and goal, because he couldn't kick no field goal.
Oh, let me play this.
Don't
real
say
long.
If it was a field
goal.
Oh, fuck
the Cowboys!
I'm trying to play.
Y'all did y'all thing, man. I can't deny. Y'all got me.
So we still can keep hope alive. Y'all hope is gone.
Well, you know, I'm telling you, Sunday, man, y'all going to have it out with them dang old Eagles. Eagles quarterback is back now, so y'all might have a matchup in hand, but who knows? We don't know who's going to win. They trying to say it might be San Francisco and the Bengals at the Super Bowl. Then they say it might be the San Diego and
San Diego's gone. There ain't no San Diego anywhere.
I'm in Kansas City. It's going to be a West Coast team or it might be a down south. Somebody going to win their Super Bowl. It might be a West Coast. The West Coast did it last year, so, hey, it might be the West. The West been cutting up, man, lately.
Goodbye. Cowboys, bye-bye. You know what, man?
Yeah,
I'm going
to still wear my Cowboys. I'm going to still wear my Cowboys hat and jersey and all that faithfully. I ain't gave up. We're going to be all right. We'll start next year, man. At least we did give a chance. But, you know,
well,
seems like we need a new quarterback.
Same thing.
New quarterback,
The last year before that. Wait a minute. Hold on. Y'all said that for 27 years. 27 years. Oh, well, next year.
Man.
Oh, well, next year.
Yeah,
well, next year. Oh, well, next
year.
Year. 27 years. Cowboys said
Emmitt
they getting ready. We'll be back next year.
Sure, Emmitt. Oh, yeah, we had a squad during that time, you know. So, yeah.
27 years.
Yeah, that's why I thought we was going to win, man. That's why I thought we was going to win.
We've been in the Super Bowl and three championships in 27 years. Of course we didn't win. But y'all haven't been in 27.
I know. That's that same stuff them Aints be saying. Them old Aints fans, them New Orleans Aints, them Saints. You know, I'm from Louisiana. I always pick on my people. I be laughing at them, man. Come on, man. Y'all ain't talking about them Saints. But, you know, that's my home, man. So, you know, I can make fun and play with my people like that, you know. And they be messing with me, talking about them Cowgirls. I say, yeah, we got girls and boys on the Cowboy squad. You know, you got to represent for the ladies. Don't be trying to talk about no Cowgirls.
Well, we ain't talking about the Aints. Because the Aints been, they won a Super Bowl. Before
yeah, that's
the
what
last
they
time the
saying,
goddamn
they,
Cowboys but, won a Super Bowl,
yeah,
they did.
But they trash, man. They was really taking a lot of losses this year. They was like they shouldn't have been able to say nothing. They always talk about them Cowboys.
Y'all Cowboy fans, 20 No, now it ain't even 27 years. It's 28 years. It's going to be 28 years.
Yeah, that's true, man.
And I won some money. God damn it. Somebody owe me some money somewhere. I know Mr. Headway. He shot mine early. He was like, okay, well, let me go and shoot this guy. Somebody owes some money somewhere. And Cavetti talking about he don't remember owing me. He probably owed me, too. I know I made more than one bet.
Yeah, I was smart enough not to bet, man. I said, I ain't going to gamble on this one. I was like, I ain't jump on this one.
Hey, you got to believe in your team because, I mean, that I would have had to start shelling out money to everybody if I was lost.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I always pay my bet. You got to catch up that other guy. I don't know what that other guy's name is. You got to catch up with him.
How you gonna miss?
You know, you know they're gonna be making fun of y'all next week. I mean, you know, this coming up week, man, for Sunday. Y'all know y'all ain't gonna beat them Eagles, man. So, you know, we beat the Eagles, but y'all ain't gonna beat them. See, that's what tripped me out about Prescott. They, you know, but I forgot Prescott wasn't even a quarterback during the time because Rush was the quarterback. So we should have kept him. You know, I think, Prescott, man, he overrated. They paying him too much, and he don't do nothing but give fumble and mess up. And the kicker, we need to get rid of him. That's it. Kenny Buxton kicked the ball. Look at him. I knew he was going to mess up.
Everybody talk, y'all, see, let me tell you something. The whole thing about it is y'all lost. That's it. Y'all should just say, fuck it, we lost. That's it. You can't talk about what the hell happened or how it went. Y'all lost. God damn.
We had one job to do, huh?
Y'all lost. It ain't nothing to talk about. We beat y'all. All these fucking, every fucking year, we'd be on True West Radio. And it's a gang of Cowboy fans talking about 49er fans. And for the last fucking 3 years, the 49ers done fucked the Cowboys up. It ain't nothing to talk about. It ain't nothing to talk about. Just leave it right there. Yeah, but if we, since we lost, y'all got to play, and I bet you, not everybody going against, go against the 49ers. I don't care. The fact is, the Cowboys lost to the 49ers 3 years in a row. Ha ha. True West Radio, man, we got about 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. Man, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We probably getting ready to go into some after hours. You better call in quick. Nana gang, bang, bang. That's what I'm saying. Y'all can't be sitting up there. Don't get mad, get motivated. Y'all motherfuckers the one that started this shit. Every fucking
Hey, y'all gonna be crying next week, this weekend coming. Y'all gonna be crying. I'm gonna say y'all been last a week, man. What happened? Everybody thinks that San Francisco gonna win the thing. We gonna see.
Y'all didn't last a day because y'all lost yesterday.
wish we would have had a lot. Like, them people were so loud in San Francisco Stadium.
You gay.
Shoot. Hey,
gay.
We would have had
gay.
Dallas. We would have been at Dallas. We would have been good.
Well, we beat y'all in Dallas.
Y'all had the whole team advantage. Y'all ain't going to let nobody beat y'all at y'all.
We beat you in Dallas last year. That don't mean nothing. We was in Dallas last year when we beat y'all. We was at their house when we beat y'all. Last year.
Yeah.
Y'all just had to come to our house, and then y'all got beat again. Fuck all
that. Yeah, you're right.
Man.
You're right. I can't argue with you on that.
Y'all lost in your house. You lost in our house. No, that's what it is. Man, we got about 40 more seconds. Okay. Man, blood, we jumped in. We only got about 30 seconds left, man. 323-642-5097. Then we get ready to go in the after hours. If you don't call in real quick, you're going to lose out. Even though it ain't nothing to talk about. True S Radio, man. We love y'all. We'll see you on West Coast Wednesday. How about them Cowboys? We out. Oh, shit. But now we're in half now.
Oh,
that's messed up,
man. I'm good.
Oh, boy, that a long day.
What you been doing today, Mr.
Edwards? I got about 5 hours worth of downloading all this new software I just got. I'll be up to about 1 o'clock tomorrow over the software.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I mean, huh?
Did you see them long ass cowboy boots that man had on 4:10 this morning?
No, I'm about to put that shit up there right now too. I'm about to say that.
It's all right. That's what I tell anybody. You can't walk halfway through the jungle.
Oh, wait until I send you all this cowwood. Mm-hmm. Soon as I can find my goddamn phone.
Well, that's that next pose. You can't walk through the jungle, but you can't ride on a horse.
Man, so it's all bad.
That picture, that other picture you got.
Hold on, I'm trying to find my damn phone. What the damn, I found my phone all the way in the house. God damn.
Oh. Who got all my flight, man?
You know I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't be trying to,
I gotta tell everybody, it's all fun and game, man. I was telling my cousin, and they've been on there all day long because he beat Brady, him and my other partner. They've been on there all day long talking about cowboy this, cowboy that. I said, we are the team that put Brady in the retirement home. They ain't got no answer for that. I said, we put him in the retirement home. We'll go down in the history books as the team that put Brady in the retirement home.
Yeah,
that part.
Every time somebody says something about the cowboy, I say, where's your team? What is your team? They start talking about bowling. Why? Half their team season was over at week one.
Yeah, but see, you know, it was even like what they were talking about earlier with, it seems like the Cowboys have a good game, bad game, good game, bad game, good game, bad game. And just so happened, it seemed like this was just a bad game because...
Wasn't a bad game, they just lost.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, when you look at how they play, Tom Brady then wasn't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? If they had a better defense, Dallas probably would have lost it in. Because you know how lucky motherfucking Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers is? They're the two most luckiest rabbit foot holding motherfuckers I ever seen in my life. Motherfuckers be like, ah, they down by 7 or they down by 3. And both of them motherfuckers to march down the field and fuck around and get a touchdown on your ass real quick. And then Aaron Rodgers, he'll throw a motherfucker Hail Mary and seem like everybody catch his shit. But
it's all fun and games, man. I just enjoyed the moment. That's what the whole deal is. I enjoyed the moment of watching.
Yeah, that's what it is with me, man. I love football and I love shooting the shit with y'all. That would make football fun.
Yeah, I just got that native instrument, complete 14 ultimate, man. I'm gonna be here all night downloading this shit. It's got shit. Woo, it's got everything, man. It's got everything.
But you downloaded it on a Wi-Fi. Or you got it plugged in.
No, I ain't got it plugged in. I got it. What you call it? It's got 43 different goddamn deals in it. It's got 43 different deals I got to download.
Oh damn!
It's got different packs and stuff.
You gotta plug. When you get ready to start downloading that shit, you gotta go right to your router and then plug that shit into the Ethernet cord.
Oh no, it don't take long. It's only taking like 3 minutes a deal, but you got 40 something. So you go 40 times 3, that's like an hour and a half or something.
Well, if you plug it up, that motherfucker probably been downloaded already.
But, cause I got to write each one down that I download so I don't download it twice. But yeah, that summer gun's got everything, man. I got that Ozone 10, boy. I've been killing the game. I had to sit up there and master 13 songs the other day, scratched from 10 o'clock to 10:30 at night. I just showed a woman one song that I mastered. I took one of her songs and did A and B comparison. She's like, oh, I'm going to pay you to do that. And I got 3 more, so I did 4. Then she's like, I got 2 more, so I did them 2. Then I got 4 more, I did them 10. And then I got 3 more, so she wound up sitting up there, and I gave her a blockbuster deal, but I mastered 13 tracks. All day Saturday, I sat in this room and didn't move.
Boy,
but I got
it
done. I had to have
the
songs done to put on her website.
I was telling these motherfuckers, hey, talking about how many tracks they want and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, dude, y'all got to give me something to make me move, nigga. I'm not just getting ready to start doing tracks for y'all motherfuckers. And y'all ain't giving me no incentive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, nigga, she pays up front, so that's what I like.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, I'm giving all the tracks to all our people. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. And then, even if I shot them a track, I said what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a flat line through the whole goddamn track. If I send it to them, it's going to be going, I'm going to have a whole flat line through the whole track. Okay, so they can't do shit with it, you know what I'm saying? That's my watermark. I'm going to put a flat line through the whole middle with that motherfucker. They can hear what it sounds like and see what it's doing. But until you pay me, I'm going to take the flat line out the middle.
Boy, I'm going to have some shit. Yeah, but that Ozone 10, man, that man, I love it, Scratch. Like I say, I can take a reference track. I got to take a Rick Ross reference track, and I can take somebody's track that they done had mixed, and I can dump it off in there and sit up there and use the reference track, and it'll do artificial intelligence and make your track master that same spec, man. That shit is
bananas. I know exactly what you're talking about, bro. I know what you're talking about.
That shit is bananas. And that's the same deal that E-Master and all them are using. They're using that artificial intelligence software, and that's how they're doing the, what you call it.
Yeah, because
it's night and day.
You make a track and then You fuck around and hit that button and it changed your track into how they shit is mixed and mastered and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know, because I'm trying to find this damn, this program so I can send Confetti his shit. I got so many goddamn tracks I made. I just got to put some pain where it ain't.
Man, I ain't been able to get on and do no tracks all week, man. I've been mastering, mixing. I got to do 86's track. He didn't send me the damn vocal track, not the vocal track. He didn't send me the instrumental track stem. He sent me the vocal stem, but he didn't send me the instrumental track. And I was like, man, you done sent everything except for the instrumental. So I got it and said loaded up yesterday while he was here trying to mix it and stuff, and he didn't have it, so he's going to send it to me tomorrow. So I told him, hey, man, all you got to do is send the shit to me. I had that shit banging. Everything I'm touching now, I said, I done beefed it up. I got the studio beefed up. That's why I just went got that Native Instrument Complete Ultimate. This summer gun is going to be God when I get done. You talking about all new everything. It's got like 84 or 88. Shit, how much is it? 82,000 sounds?
Some guns got like 82,000. Oh, girl, Kim is coming up here Sunday. Kim is coming from Houston on Sunday, and this other nigga G Hype, he coming down.
I hadn't heard from her.
Huh?
I said I hadn't heard from her.
Yeah, she coming up here Sunday. She coming on Miles Sunday from Houston. So he coming out here. This nigga G-Hype. He talking about he want to interview me. So I was like, all right.
Yeah, they want me in Memphis bad, man. I got three podcasts. My homegirl up there done told them, and then my artist done told them. My homegirl done told them, and they been trying to get me to come up there and mentor them and teach them about EPKs and all that stuff. And I just told him I'm just not in the mood right now to go. I said probably March when it warms up. But they trying to interview me. One might be my cousin. She's got the same last name, but she got a whole TV show. And she's just like, yeah, what's the name told me about you? I said, yeah, I got 32 years experience in this stuff. So all this stuff about y'all trying to learn about EPKs and publishing and all that. I said I can give y'all a crash course on, you know, on y'all podcast, you know. But, I'm getting ready to start mine. That's why I've been telling 86. I'm like, man, I'm finna cash out on all this equipment. I'm trying to get that pre-Sonus tomorrow, that pre-Sonus Studio Live 16-channel digital mixer with the remote faders. Yeah, I'm finna get that tomorrow because I'm going to start doing more mixing and mastering on artists' stuff. So yeah, I'm gonna make some tracks still, make beats, but I'm gonna be doing a lot of mixing and mastering and stuff. And then, you know, I'm listening to their stuff they send, and I'm like, that ain't even up to radio specs as far as the mastering quality on there. So I just
when we actually get ready to drop and do whatever we gotta do. I got to mix together. I just give it to my nigga Rob Knight. That motherfucker, that nigga be mastering like a motherfucker.
Well, you give that stuff to me, boy. I had your shit, boy. You would think you at K&M Studios again. I'm telling you.
Problem, but, you know, like I said, my business partner, and that nigga be mastering the shit out of some shit, boy.
I'm telling you, I went and got that old 10. That joke was 500. But I'm telling you, that summer gun, that artificial intelligence, boy, I can just tell you, I'm telling you, when I sit up there and master somebody's shit, and she was hearing it, she like, I can hear the bass, and I can hear my vocals real clear, and I can hear the piano now. I said, all that was in the mud, wasn't it? She like, yeah, what did you do?
did you mix it? I said, no, I mastered it, baby. I said, that one song, he had the bass up too high. It was hot, and all I could do was smooth the bass out, but it was still too hot. But she heard the difference how I did it compared to what it was. And when she told her mastering engineer, was it yesterday? Yes, she told him yesterday, played it for him. He got mad. So I was just like, well, hell, you just got to tell him to get the software. Because she like, I'm going to start having Patrick master all my stuff. He did my whole album in one day. And the guy's like, ain't no way, that's $500 to master. He did all them tracks like that. He sound real good. Well, I can do that same stuff. I just sat up there. I said, well, hell, all the shit he mastered for you sound like you recorded in the bathroom and just left it with a mix. But I'm telling you, man,
a lot of people don't know. You know, you can have the wackest recording, but if you know what the fuck you're doing, you could turn it into a diamond. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I turned hers into diamonds now.
Bro, check this out. My nigga, and the home girl, they was doing porn like a motherfucker, right? So the home girl Cheyenne, her name was Cheyenne Fox. Nigga used to be a porn star. She got like millions and millions and millions of fucking fans, right? So I decided, I was like, look, we got to do a song. So I wrote her a song, and she did a verse, nigga, and I was like, if we put this fucking song out with all these motherfuckers who knew you was a porn star, we getting ready to be rich as fuck. So I didn't think no more about it, but just yesterday, day before yesterday, I found the song. And I had to find out what she was. So she's like, I told her, I said, well, look, I let Trudy hear the song, and we gotta do this shit. She was like, yeah, put her on there. Just do whatever the fuck we gotta do. If we put this goddamn song out, niggas. She got so many motherfucking people when she was doing the porn shit that just love her. Nigga, I'm talking like, nigga, we go all
the time. You weren't doing soundtracks for porn, man. You can do soundtracks for them.
Yeah, but this girl, she was doing porn. I wrote a song for her. She got all these people all over the world that just love the fuck out of her. And she don't do the porn.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Man, and she fucking...
Hell, I used to go with India.
Man, well, I mean, that's
what I'm
saying.
86 tried to snatch her from me at the club, man. He's a little bro, man. Let me have that horse. You don't know what to do with that horse. Let me get that horse in my stable. He came up in the strip club and seen her wrapped up with me. And boy, what you call this? She got mad. Talking about, I guess I'm going to have to quit stripping, man, because I don't want you to think wrong of me. Nah, baby girl, no. No.
This ain't no stripper. She a porn star.
Yeah,
she
but this one turned into a porn
star.
He turned into India. Look up India. They did something together.
I know who India is.
India was out there in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I know what Andy is, but,
yeah.
You know, she got millions and millions and millions of motherfuckers all over the world. Them motherfuckers love this girl. So I was like, all right. When I talked to her yesterday, I was like, we're about to put this song out, but I'm going to put the homegirl Trudy on there with you. But go ahead. Nigga, she got too many motherfucking followers, nigga. That's automatic cash. We're going to do all the paperwork and get everything right first. Yeah, I wrote the whole song for her. Yeah, so it's all good. Shit, let me ride off of this line. I got to go and find me something to eat. I'm fucking hungry as fuck.
Damn, I got 36 more to go. Damn. Damn, it's 1 o'clock. Yeah, the damn confetti done went off and went to sleep.
Oh, yeah, you know how he do it.
He getting some rest. The rest of his stuff, his cables will be in tomorrow. With his iPad, so he going to be ready then.
I'm hungry as a motherfucker. I want something. Fuck, I don't even know what that is.
I just fried some chicken wings and cut up some potatoes and made some fries.
Well, I damn sure can't come out there and get none of that shit. That's fucked up.
Boy, I ain't had none of that, man.
Don't be telling me about no goodness, motherfucker, and I can't come and get none. Ain't that a bitch?
You talking about how you used to cut up the potatoes, Mr. Edwell?
My uncle used to cut them up and get the potatoes and onions and some flour and make them smothered potatoes. Oh, mm-hmm. Boy, they used to be fire. I miss that. Put a little grease off in there and shh.
Oh,
you talking about some fire.
If I just had, I don't know what my sleepy is like, nigga. I got a fucking lobster in my goddamn freezer. I will fucking throw that lobster in a goddamn bowl. I'll fuck around and be done, went to sleep and burned the house down.
Well, I ain't had a lobster in so long, I couldn't tell you.
I've never tried it.
Yeah.
You never had lobster?
Mm-mm.
It tastes like a gigantic shrimp.
Especially if I make that butter roux for you. I make a cold butter roux. You'll love it.
Oh, wow.
Put that butter down, man.
Who
is
that?
You
love it. It's
your kinfolk,
yeah.
Sim.
Oh,
no,
my bad. I got you. Hands up.
Look, I got the whole fat lobster in that bitch.
Yeah. I had to put it on mute, man, because I was at work. And them loud-ass garbage trucks, you know what I'm saying? The waste management be making so much fucking noise up in them. You know, I work in, you know, with the mechanics and shit. So, you know how that goes.
Yeah. Damn, I'm one of them.
Out as hell up there. I had to go make a run right quick. I said, let me go on, slide up out of here right quick.
What time is it? It's 8 o'clock. I'm about to fuck around and put this lobster in that motherfucker hot water.
You got to put it in hot water?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, boil that son of a gun.
You're putting the whole lobster.
Yeah, then I'm going to steam him. I'll put him up in the steam room.
Steam it.
Yeah, steam it.
Get some of that
oil. I'm going to froze, so I got to put them in the hot water first.
Yeah, I like steaming that motherfucker, or I like sauteing. Sauteing is good, too.
Yeah, you know, you cook a lot, too. I don't know, you might cook more than me, see, no. I don't know, you cook a lot, too.
Throw that Old Bay up there, and then get that garlic butter. Get that garlic, make that garlic butter, and pour it on that goddamn boy. You talking about some good eating.
Yeah, I'm about to. Nah, I ain't gonna do it tonight. I'm gonna do that shit in the morning.
Yeah, you gotta have a steak to go with that, man.
Oh, I got steaks like a motherfucker.
You gotta cook a steak and all that to go with that. You better. When we link up, man, you're gonna see. You're gonna be so full. Buddha gonna tell you, I'm gonna feed you good. That's every time I roll, ain't. Shoot, boy, we shit, Buddha gonna tell you, we gonna eat good, Buddha, but I want a hamburger. Now you gonna eat goddamn steak and baked potato and salad and all that. Shit, well, I roll, we gonna eat good. Everybody told me gonna eat good. We eat
look,
five,
these motherfuckers,
so eat
these motherfuckers up around the corner, what they was doing, they were trying to get rid of the seafood box. And that steak box with a gang of steaks in it, right? So them motherfuckers got all kind of, they got all kind of fish and motherfucking crab and motherfucking lobster. And so the motherfucker, they was giving away like 4 boxes for like $200. And my wife was like, fuck that, we about to go and get them. And she don't even eat seafood. But, she, you know, the steaks and all that, nigga, there's so many fucking steaks and fucking lobsters and fucking fish and crab and all that shit in these boxes. Oh, my God. I done ate most of the seafood already. I just haven't gotten to the lobsters yet. And then she's allergic to seafood, so I eat all that shit by my goddamn self. I be seafood high like a motherfucker. Nigga, I got motherfucking salmon on the barbecue pit, motherfucker fish frying in the goddamn kitchen. I just didn't fuck with the lobsters yet.
Man, you get that lemon pepper salmon, put that stuff on that cedar block on that grill, and then get your smoke chip, and let that smoke go up, then hit that salmon on that cedar block. Oh, man, you tell us.
Nigga, I put that damn salmon on that motherfucker.
That just sound good.
That smoke with the lemon pepper, with every nigga, nigga be over here like, oh my God.
And put a dab of that liquid smoke on there. Take some of that liquid smoke and sprinkle a little bit on there.
Mm-hmm. That's like 2 drops. Bing, bing. Yeah, that's what I do. That's the only way I
eat salmon. Get smoke with that apple wood, man. That apple wood got a good smoke taste to it.
That's the only way I eat my salmon is on the fucking barbecue pit. That's the only way I go out there. I got the whole recipe. I put that motherfucker in some foil and hook all that shit up and just throw it on the goddamn pit.
Don't put it on the floor. Go to Walmart where they got the barbecue grills at. They got a cedar block. Lay that bitch on that cedar block and let it get that direct goddamn smoke come from it. Fire. I'm telling you. Fire. You can cut you some onions up if you want to sit up there, put you some onions and 2 lemons on that summer gun. Fire.
I don't even go. Only thing I got, I just put that motherfucker, I got the... You know, I got my seasoning, lemon pepper seasoning. You know, I got the lemon that I throw on top of that motherfucker, some smoke, liquid smoke on that motherfucker and put it. And just because these motherfuckers, I seen these motherfuckers, they did the shit online, and I've been using their method. That shit always come out bomb. It was almost like smoked salmon all the time. I do the same recipe all the time. I know how to do
I messed up. I messed up my first time. So I got the little salmon squares they got at Walmart. And I turned around and tried to sit up there and fry them joking like fried fish. That didn't work. But I'm going to tell you what. You go get them cod pieces they got at Walmart. They're in a little pack, about like 8 of them, I think. In the little squares, and you go get that stuff, and you go get that, I think it was Zatarain's beer batter dip. That beer batter, and dip it off in that beer batter, and dip them real good, and drop them off in that fry. Boy, that shit better than Long John Silver's, man. Quit playing.
I fried some salmon like that. I didn't think that it was going to work right. Like I put it right in my cornmeal and all that shit. And I had some tilapia, and I was like, well, fuck that. I had these motherfucking salmon pieces. I was like, I think I threw them up in my little mix that I make for the fry, for the tilapia, and threw them motherfuckers in the fryer. That that shit came out so fucking bomb. The fucking salmon, that shit came out. I never had fried salmon. I never fried no salmon.
Hey, Al turned me on to that shit, me and Al. Damn, Al not him fry some salmon, boy. He showed me that shit. I've been frying salmon ever since.
Yeah, I don't like fried salmon, but that baked salmon or that grilled smoked salmon, that shit's some fire. But that fried, I couldn't. I fucked up with that.
The smoked salmon, all that shit, that's what I did. I barbecued it or whatever. It was smoked. But I was like, I only had like two pieces left. So I was like, I ain't about to go and barbecue these motherfuckers. So I put them in my little mix and just threw them in the motherfucking fire with the tilapia. And that shit was bomb as fuck. You know, that black skin, you just pull that black skin just come straight off. Whoop.
Hey, I like it. You can do with
good
that
for a diabetic. You know, they say that that skin on it is good for a diabetic, man.
Yeah, that's why I eat it.
It's good for
you. That's why I eat it. That's why I eat it.
Oh, man. Good for people that's diabetic.
Well, I ain't doubt
but I
that.
Always wonder how to make that dang that beer batter card that they had at Long John Silver's, man. And boy, this man told me, man, I wasn't calling. And I went there and got that Zatarain's beer batter and dipped them damn pieces off in there. I did four pieces like that. Dropped four pieces one day and the next day I dropped it. But they work better when you got a fish fryer or one of them little deals, French fry baskets or something, because I put in that skillet and they just sit right there on that skillet and try to burn because that damn batter's got to cook just good or that batter just come right on off. So I learned you got to drop it in one of them damn fish baskets or fish fry.
That's exactly
hey,
what
you know what?
Got.
You know what else you
got
to do, my brother?
What's that?
You gotta use olive oil and then you season it and that's how the shit stick. Olive oil. See what I'm saying?
Look at olive oil, motherfucker.
Hell yeah, olive oil make all your food stick. It don't matter what you marinated in olive oil and then season that motherfucker, man. I'm telling you, my brother, it comes out so crispy.
For real, I show you.
I know how to cook now. Goddamn, I'm from Louisiana now. I'm a country fried Creole chef. I ain't no motherfucking joke when it comes to cooking. We can get down anytime. You're gonna be saying, God damn, that nigga country know what he's talking about.
I put the olive oil and then I dunk that motherfucker in some motherfucking egg. The egg wash.
What?
Egg wash.
Egg wash,
nigga.
Oh,
that makes
it
thick
too. Yeah,
that'll
make it
thick
too.
That motherfucker, boy, I put that shit in olive oil. I mean, some olive oil, put that shit in the egg wash.
Hell yeah, that do it.
I cook them french fries in olive oil. When I see them homemade french fries,
yeah.
I cook
yeah.
them some of guns in olive oil, man. They give a good that dang flavor to it. Before you get some salt, you put in the olive oil, and then you just sprinkle a little bit of that salt. I used to put that, when I was using salt, I used that sea salt and put that stuff on there. Man, that stuff be fire with that olive oil. Even the chicken breast, when you cook your chicken breast, you sit up there and you cook that summer gun in there in that olive oil and that shit, man, whew, be like them damn restaurants.
Oh yeah. That's what you want, man.
Nigga, I know how to get down, nigga. Don't make it seem like I don't know. Nigga, I'll be up there. Nigga. Nobody in the house eat seafood but me. Hell yeah, it be on.
Well, you can't come down here. Hey, Scrap. We got...
There we go. Bang, bang.
I just thought I wanted to hear it one more time. Bye-bye. Y'all
don't know why I'm saying, but I gotta eat something now. Y'all don't got me hungry. I can't. I ain't getting ready to cook the lobster. I'll be the one to sleep. That shit bumped up. I need some goddamn, I got some shrimp, but then I'm still going to wait for them to throw. I ain't eat shit. I'm about to go and get me a bologna sandwich.
You know, bologna, man. Shit, boy. That penitentiary broke me from bologna.
Nah, nigga. You know, when you, nigga, I'm telling you, our bologna sandwich, we fuck around and just light the motherfucking stove and throw it right on the goddamn top of the goddamn thing.
They give it to us in that penitentiary, that bologna be green looking and rainbow color, because, you know, the ones in the store,
bologna,
we die.
That ain't
it
bologna
is.
In
it,
the
pen. No, our bologna, see, in Arkansas,
that's
they process the bologna and all that stuff. At the unit, at Cummins unit, they do the bologna and hot dogs down there.
They're called
they don't die.
Meat.
You know, the stores ones, the ones in the stores died. These are what you call, so the hot dog be pink and green looking like it doesn't spoil, but it's not. That's without the what
them
you call.
Nigga, out here, we just call it mystery meat. You know what I'm saying? That's just mystery meat right there, but. Nigga, I ain't never, when I've been in the motherfucking penitentiary system, never had no bologna. No, nigga, this is, I got real bologna. I ain't got that old.
Not in Arkansas, the milk you get in Arkansas comes straight from the cow. That's why it's watered down. It comes straight from the cow, and they put it in the vacuum seal pack. Ain't
know
what to call
good.
It. Your food, you get squash. Your squash, I bit into the squash, and I had a rock pebble, little pit rock pebble off in there, because we got to go plant that stuff. We got to go in the whole squad for 60 days and hold that ground up. Then the next day, you go plant. You might hold all these big old, you might hold 5 acres, and then the next day, you go back and plant squash and cabbage, cauliflower. Mm-hmm. All that type of stuff, corn, you go back and plant all that stuff. You got to do 60 days before you get your class and go work in the library or the laundry room or the cafeteria or mopping the hallways. You got to do 60 days on that whole squad.
Yep. That's what I love you, California. It's the greatest state of all. I ain't going down there.
My homeboy from Oakland to stay in Berkeley, he came to Arkansas, and they was on some missions. I told him, hey, man, don't go up to that county, man, playing. Oh, yeah,
nope.
Man. And they went up there and got jammed up, and he had to go do that time. He like, man, fuck, I ain't coming back to Arkansas, man. I ain't even come back to see you, man. That's some bullshit, man. They had us on the whole squad. Man, we don't do nothing but lay up in Cali, man. We don't do that, man. Y'all
I ain't going.
I said, have
that's
you ever seen an episode
right
of
Live?
That was Life was showing you how Arkansas, that's Mississippi,
how I do that. Motherfucker sitting up there in the goddamn, with the goddamn zebra spray. Oh, hell no.
Shit. Thank
you.
Yeah, game you
had Gary. I'm cool. I ain't
They do the same damn thing in Angola and Louisiana.
That's what I'm talking about.
Angola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
It's the same damn thing. Angola
is smart. It'll teach you a lesson. You'll never want to, you'll never want to get in trouble, never want to show up to that motherfucker again.
Truly, what's my favorite words? When it comes down
to... I can't live it nowhere with tornadoes and floods.
I'd rather live in the land with the Crimson
Blood.
Yeah, they've been having floods in California, so you're going to have to move a little further.
I'm good. I'm good. Well, I'm in the desert. I'm good. I can't live nowhere with tornadoes and floods. I'd rather live in the land with the Crimson Blood. And look. And if I go to jail out here, I'm just in jail out here. If I go to jail out there, I ain't getting ready to try to be busting no rocks or baling no hay and shit. Fuck that. Mm-mm. I'm good where I'm at. You know, that's what Cowboy fans do. They do all that shit.
Hey, I ain't about to do it either. I know what you're talking about, Chris. I ain't shit. I ain't no fool. Fuck that. It ain't emo.
Yeah, you out here in Cali, so you good.
Yeah, he good. That's what I said. Don't come back to the South. Don't come to the South with that.
Hey, I'm from the South, so I know all about it. Hey, they will railroad your ass in a minute.
They try to give me 40.
Hey, if you don't know your rights and you don't know what to say to an officer, you fucked. In the South, you got to know how to talk, when to talk. You got to let them know that they work for you. But if you don't know your rights, oh, man, they gonna do whatever they want to you. But when you know your rights, they can't fuck with you.
They were doing them bad in Monroe, what they were doing the state
that's
troopers out there.
My mama, they
pulled us over on the road before you got to Monroe. Talking about we thought you were college kids, follow us 10 miles, talking about coming back from the Grambling game. I was like, man, we way here in Ruston. What you mean, man?
Yeah,
we've been there damn near 15 minutes ago. But they busted state troopers in Monroe for pulling everybody over. They're pulling them over, planting dope. Taking money off of them. They just busted them last year. The feds got them.
Yep, finally caught them because they were doing everybody wrong. Yep, giving up, getting your fraudulent charges and shit. That's why I told Tula
I wasn't coming down to Monroe back then because God dang it, she had a show, but I missed it because I said, I ain't going to get past them state troopers. I said, I'm going to have to watch on you.
Bitching to win no Cali plates. If you got some Cali plates, they own your ass, like red beans and rice.
You mean Cali, Florida. We have Florida tags.
Oh, they own Florida, too.
When you go through, like, any of those states, if you got California plates, they give them a fuck with you.
If you got California plates, Arkansas going to fool with you. They gonna watch you from the border to border.
Nigga, Texas. Okay.
They already know you going to Chicago. They know you going to Memphis or Chicago or St. Louis. They know that.
Texas do the same thing, bro.
Yeah, they stopped Cali boys. Yeah, they stopped me. I was in Cali place when I went out there. They don't play. They were fucking
the
with me. I say, y'all
stop your ass
everywhere I go because of these Cali plates.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
They think Cali got their sack, boy, and they do.
What you got good?
Leave them Cali bars alone, man. We chilling out here.
The thing that I used to do when I used to drive like out of town, if I knew I had to go to Texas, you know, because sometimes people. They get a rental car from Texas, and they come to Cali. So I always tell them, I say, do you have any damn rental car with a Texas plate on it?
They're
like, we got one with a Texas plate. I want that one.
Give me that one. You have to.
You take Interstate 80 all the way to Salt Lake City, all the way to Denver, and then you come all the way on down.
That's
the only way you can get away.
Every time I got a rental car and I knew I was going out of town, I would always, if I was going to another state, I would make sure I get something other than a Cali plate.
You come in on
10 or 40, they're going to be waiting for you at Fort Stockton, or they're going to be waiting for you at El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I-20, your ass in trouble.
Yep. So if I'm getting ready to drive by the state, I always try to get a plate other than Cali.
But Louisiana do you. Louisiana, they'll sit up there and say checkpoint, and then you'll sit up there and exit off, and the checkpoint will be, they'll say checkpoint next 2 miles, and you'll exit off in the checkpoint right there at the exit ramp.
Mm-hmm.
You thinking it's 2 miles down the road, they're going to have a checkpoint, and it's right there at the exit ramp. Then you put that up there, checkpoint 2 miles, and it'll only be 2 miles, be at the next exit. That's how they catch you.
That motherfucker look at, they look at some plate, and be like,
hey, you know, I take that East 40, man, and ride it all the way down to Amarillo, Texas, and drop down to Dallas.
Yeah, but see, that's got that Fort Stockton right there.
Yeah.
And they be sitting there at Fort Stockton waiting on you.
Yeah, they do.
You see, they
get
Border Patrol. They did that with me on the Greyhound.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm grabbing my bags. I said, what you grabbing my bags for, man? Are you a U.S. citizen? I said, yeah, are you a U.S. citizen? They said, you get smart, we bringing the dog on it, but I don't give a damn. You bring the dog, I'm going to sue you because I'm allergic to dog. That's what I told them. They said, let me see your ID then. I reached in there, gave my ID. I said, do I look Hispanic to you? And then he gave my ID back. But I was sitting back by the deal, he said, well, people sit in the back and then they hide the drugs in the bathroom and then get them off at each stop. I said, no, man, this ain't that.
Yeah, they
damn
hell.
I can't live nowhere but tornadoes and floods. Hey, look, first of all, it gotta be a dire emergency before I get back on the Greyhound. That's first of all. Second of all, y'all can have all that down south shit that y'all gotta go through. Fuck with it. Mm-mm.
It's rough.
It's bad enough. It's bad enough.
I had 28 years of it, man. I got pulled over. I had a burgundy Lincoln 89 Lincoln Continental. Signature series with the gold grill and the gold intent and the gold buttons and burgundy top. So I got stopped every damn weekend that I was off from work. They stopped me. Two carloads of police. One of the whole police officers, the black one, that sued the police officer. He came, pulled up on the scene, said, man, here go my car. They bother you again. What do you call it? He said, I hear that car on the radio every night. Every night. And I said, look, man, you know I'd be at the convenience store. Don't bother nobody. And I went down there and filed a complaint with the police. I said, hey, man, next time y'all bother this, because I had to do that with my Cadillac. I bought a Cadillac, and the police followed me. I went to the police station when they pulled up. I said, I'm waiting here till the chief of police get here. I said, call him. Oh, he can't do that. I said, y'all going to call him before I call my lawyer. Next time I'm going to come down there with sleep in his eyes. I said, hey, y'all officer followed me all the way around town, and I don't like that. So I'm coming here to file a report. Y'all follow me, pull me over one more time. When that goddamn lawyer hit y'all desk, y'all know why. Fact.
Y'all can have that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all can have that shit.
I had that clean-ass Cadillac, boy. They didn't like that. Boy, I had that clean-ass Cadillac front to back, super clean, and they didn't like that. Had the beat in the trunk and all that, but, you know. And they just couldn't stand me. They like, who this dude be in these suits and ties and all this stuff? Who is he? Well, I'm going to work at the chicken plant every day.
That's crazy.
I'm not.
And they will harass your ass. You're lying about that. They will do that to you.
You say you told me what you did on here? Yeah, I'm here.
You remember what I sent you?
What?
When it said federal watch list?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got me on the federal watch list. That's how heavy I was back then. They got me on the watch list. That's why I don't do nothing. They watching me like a hawk.
That's
what was on my paperwork. They had kingpin charges 40 years on my paperwork. And he supplied the whole Hope and surrounding towns is on my paperwork. If I pull it up right now, it's a screenshot.
Well, that's what they were doing out here with me. You know what I'm saying? Because them motherfuckers, you know, it's just because, you know, I was a game banger. Them motherfuckers, they just be on me anyway. So I'm like, dude, I ain't did nothing for, you know, over 25, 30 years. These motherfuckers,
Yeah, once you got that fucking gang file, man, that rap sheet, they be on you, like right on rice.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, they been on me for forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I ain't doing shit, so I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But it's just when I get pulled over, they start looking at all my, you know, all the files that they can open. Yeah, so you ain't got no guns in the car? Nope. I'm scared of guns now. Shit, I used to have guns every time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, I ain't got no guns in the car. You can check if you want to, whatever. Y'all just wasting your time and mine.
Yeah, when I was around, I put it up underneath all that fiberglass up underneath the hood. Put it up underneath there and keep it underneath there when I was moving, wiggling around. So they pull me over and they search all my car and stuff like that. And they reach under the seat first place they're going and all that stuff, lifting the console up. But, man, I don't mess around, man. I have my Tyson badge on my damn. Say, man, I work at the damn deal. I have my check still right there. Ooh, you make $1,000 a week? You make more than me? I said, yeah, shit. Sure do. They leave me alone then. They like, shit, that's the dude. He be working all the time. I be there sit up there and, shit, I got everything up underneath the goddamn hood. Shit, yeah, laughing their ass. I'm like, man. Because, you know, if they search your car, you got to tell them, yeah, you got 15 minutes to the Terry versus State of Ohio, Terry stop, and you got to start. You tell them, you can do it right now, but you got to start it on the hood. And then they're going to have to start it on the hood. But my situation, you don't tell them to start on the hood. You let them search inside the car. Then it's just like, okay, they're searching inside the car. Ain't nothing. All right, cool. 15 minutes will be up. By that time, they bring the dog. It don't even matter. You get a lawyer and say, yeah, 15 minutes on his on his body cam, and he violated my rights, and you'll win. You will win. Terry stop gives you 15 minutes to stop and detain somebody before you have to bring a charge with something. So you have to put them under arrest to be in content with the law. If not, then you're a violation of the person's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But first of all, you're supposed to tell them you do not consent to searches. And then you tell them you don't answer any questions. When they try to ask you questions, you don't answer questions. And if you're not being detained, you're free to go.
Yeah.
If you're not
being detained, you say, am I being detained? And if they say, yeah, you say, for what reason? And they say, we got a report, then they say, okay, I'm going to get radio transmission after this stop. I'm going to get radio transmission from your department. And if it's not on the radio transmission that I fit the description of anything, I'm going to sue you for racial profiling.
Yeah.
If you're on parole, you tell them to throw them off. You say, I mean, you got to. But if you ain't, you tell them, no, you get a warrant because they got to give an affidavit through the judge. They got to write out an affidavit, type the affidavit, send it to the judge. Judge got to sign it, then fax it back to them, print it out on their damn patrol car. By that time, 15 minutes is up. You still violated my rights.
Yeah, so you saying you got to have how many minutes now?
15 minutes. Terry Burt, State of Ohio, 1968.
Okay.
That's what that's why they call it the Terry stop.
It's called the Terry stop?
Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Terry Burt, State of Ohio, 1968.
Yeah, Terry, the Terry stop, okay. And you lacing my tennis shoes on some different shit, too, because, you know, I know a lot of my rights and shit, but, yeah. Go ahead, my brother. I'm listening.
See, I shepherdize cases, see, and that's what I do is if somebody give me their paperwork, I go online and I shepherdize a case, and if there's a case that the Supreme Court done overturned, then we're going to sit up there and say, tell your lawyer to use this, such and such, 1983, such and such versus such and such, where the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of you, the defendant.
Right.
And then once you go into court, if you lost, you can say, well, we're going to file an appeal due to this right here. The U.S. Supreme Court said in 1983 that what you call his rights were violated. So, therefore, the U.S. Supreme Court has to stick to that.
Yeah.
If you go all the way to the Supreme Court, then that's what's going to happen. They're going to strike it down because they're going to say, yeah, we're right. We ruled in 1983. So, hey, we got the rule that it's still a violation. It's the same deal, same violation. So that's what they do because they had the plain view doctrine. The man had a plastic bag in his shirt pocket, but the police didn't know it was no drugs in there. So they arrested him and then sit up there and went in his pocket and what you call it? And they said, well, did you see any drugs in the bag?
No, but I seen the plastic bag. It said the plastic bag don't mean that there was drugs in there. Plain view means you seen the weed sitting right there. The weed got me sitting right there. That's plain view doctrine. A man jumped on his wife, and you can pull this up. He jumped on his wife. She called the police over there because he jumped on her. She said, the drugs are in the kitchen drawer. So the police went in there, went in the drawer and found the drugs, and they arrested him. And then when he went to court, they said, well, he didn't have a search warrant. He had an arrest warrant. Arrest warrant means I'm placing you under arrest. Search warrant means we're coming to search the premises. So by him not having a search warrant, everything they found was suppressed and dismissed. I can show you the article.
Mm-hmm. Now, I already know all that real. But hey, did you know this, my brother? I'm gonna lace you with something. If you ain't, do you know it takes 3 signatures to lock you up? You it's 3 signatures that lock you up. Did you know it's gonna be the
arresting deputy and the judge's signature. And the signature from the deputy clerk's office decides when the judge signs off on it, and the deputy clerk signs that, I think they sign on that warrant too. You see, because the patrol officer signs the affidavit, and then the judge and the clerk put the sign off on, I believe. I might be wrong.
No, this is what I'm finna tell you. It takes 3 signatures to send you to prison. It takes the DEA, the judge, yourself, because you took a plea. That's only if you took a plea. And only person can do it is your court-appointed lawyer. See, a lawyer cannot represent a man or a woman. It only can represent a ward, a pauper, a corporation, a minor, and you know what I mean by ward, a psych ward. That's the only thing a lawyer can represent, a ward, a pauper, an entity. It cannot represent a man or a woman. It only could represent a ward, a pauper, an entity, or a corporation, or a minor. That's it. So when you're in the criminal court, a lawyer cannot represent a man or a woman. And then you tell them that you sue jurists. And when you say you sue jurists, that means look it up. I'm finna spell it for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up right now. It's spelled SUIJURIS, sue jurors. Now tell me what sue jurors tells. Read what sue jurors say.
Hold on, I got to look it up. Hold on.
Do Google right now. Tell me what sue jurors
means. What I'm doing.
Okay, my brother. See, that's why people get railroaded, because that court-appointed lawyer ain't your friend. He the one sign you off. Either you take that plea, or you use him as your lawyer. He worked for the DA and the damn judge. He's not your friend. That's why you go to jail. They only can hold you once you tell them you sue jurors. They only can hold you 48 hours, and they got to let you go. And they only holding you for contempt of court for saying that you're sue jurors.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up. Spell it again.
You need me to spell it again for you, my brother? Okay,
yeah.
It's SUIJURIS.
Okay.
Now explain that to everybody that's here. What it says being sue jurors mean?
Okay, that's an objective law of age independent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what it's saying.
No, is you a person with your own authority of your own jury?
Yeah, that's just like,
represent
you
yourself.
Know,
and you beat the charge every time.
Well, see, the deal is, this is the United States is under maritime law.
Right.
That means the laws of the sea. That don't mean laws of the land.
Because the corporation considered the straw man, so that's what I mean.
In other words, and see, if you denounce your Social Security number, then you're not under the American corporation. When you have a Social Security number, you're part of the corporation, because that Social Security number is an incorporated number.
That's right.
But once you denounce it, you become a natural.
then you become a naturalized citizen.
You
the
Moroccan
law
some, you
only
need,
gave
need
them maritime law
I guess,
control.
I guess
some time.
Yeah.
So that's how that came about. They gave
I got some change. I got dollars. I ain't got no quarter.
Oh, let me see. Where am I?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but see that's when I was telling you about that part of it though. But yeah, man, we can lace each other tennis shoes on a whole lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah, I've been listening to myself.
I know some things as well, you know.
Yeah, he just got one of my friends off a deal because they sue him because you know they got a bond. I forgot what it's called. It's not the
call
bond.
Five.
It's called
20.
A fee. And the schedule fee is if y'all do a hold somebody without their fee that you can sue them for.
Mm-hmm.
False imprisonment and all that type of stuff is a schedule fee that they have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to
hook up my brother so we can lace each other tennis shoes, man. Cause that's what I'm into, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been railroaded before. I say nobody will never fuck me or railroad me ever again. So I stay in them books, man. I can tell you some shit. Yeah, how to just, you know, no, they don't fuck with me like that.
You got to hook up my cousin, man. He, what you call it? That's why he said, when the police pulled him over, he said, I'm not driving, I'm traveling. He said, you tell him that you traveling. You're not driving, you're traveling. He said, I don't have to have no driver's license. I'm traveling.
Right. All that.
And then he
paperwork. And that's true. Yeah, that's true too, brother. You're right.
Yeah, he showed him that paperwork, that bay, and he showed him that paperwork, and what you call it, and they sit up there, and they called back up, and they came, and he said, man, you need to find out who you're dealing with. But right now, y'all are sitting up there trying to detain me, and I'm traveling, I'm not driving. He said, your plates are expired. He said, I turned my plates in to the state of Michigan already. I didn't turn my driver's license in. He said, read the paperwork. I surrendered all that stuff. I surrendered my Social Security number. He said, I'm a natural citizen. I'm from the Moorish Empire. He said,
I fuck with the Moorites. I fuck with the Moorites. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right now, you're on my land. Yeah. They let them go. No driver's license, no insurance, no tag on the car, nothing.
None of that. Yeah, because he ain't under this jurisdiction. See, when you show your ID, you up under a corporation. So you basically telling them that you're abiding by the corporation.
Right.
Because America ain't nothing but a big industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's why it ain't number big resources. It ain't number forces.
Yeah, he went to the liquor store and showed that card, and they gave him his liquor tax free. He said, you can't tax me. I'm of the land.
Yeah. You're right.
You violation. He said, I can do a schedule fee for you trying to sit up there and charge me a tax, and I'm of the land. You're not.
Yeah. All
that man sat
up
there and gave it to him free. Not free, but without tax.
Yeah, that's real life. You talking real talk, man.
You got to talk about it, man. If you look on Facebook, Rodney Hicks, on my Facebook friends, you'll see him. He got a talk lecture every day, every morning. You can see it, morning, noon, and night.
Oh, okay.
He gonna
I'm gonna have to check him out, man. I'm gonna have to check him out on
yeah, he got a lot of elders be on there, man. He be on there with some elders, man, some 70, 80 year old elders, man, that schooled him and he taught him the truth.
Yeah, it's deep.
He real deep. He went in there and he told them, he said, man, how y'all gonna put a warrant out on this guy March something, and y'all arrested him on February something without no warrants, and then y'all said he had a warrant, and y'all didn't have a warrant to march something. He was arrested, and y'all put a warrant out a week later. That's why I got to get my mom to pull my paperwork up, because, see, they put a warrant on me on June 30th. I was arrested on June 26th, and then the judge threw the warrant across the courtroom because he said, man, they got me signing anything, because my lawyer said, he said, hell, y'all put a warrant on it signed by you, Your Honor, on June 30th, but my client was apprehended on the 26th. So where did this come from? How you going to have an arrest warrant on me when I'm arrested on the
26th?
Mm-hmm. That part. But she got to get in here and find this stuff, and that been 2009, so she got to find my paperwork, because I might be able to get that back in the system and sit up there and file a lawsuit.
Yeah.
False imprisonment. That's what it was. They didn't have no. He pulled me out of my car. I told him, no, you may not. He said, may I search your vehicle? I said, no, you may not, without a warrant. He yanked me out of the car, yanked my arm out the car, opened the door, yanked my arm. I said, that's probable cause since you refused.
Oh, no. So, you got to have the right words for him. You can say that, no, you may not, but the truth is they can't do nothing when you say, I do not consent to searches. See? Now you letting
said,
him know.
No, you may not without a warrant. And he said, by you refusing, that's probable cause.
Right. But
and
he was
not.
Lying. He was lying.
Right.
He was supposed to say, I do not consent to searches. And where'd you come from and all that? I don't answer questions. I do not answer questions.
Well, see, that, it took that incident for me to learn this stuff. You see, after
that, I went. No, I had to too, brother. We all trying to learn, man. And man, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. They don't bother me no more. They put stuff on your thing that let them know that, you know, don't mess with this one because he know his rights and he know how to say, when to say, and how to say. Because they work for you. When you got enough sense, you need their badge and name number. You got to identify yourself because you took an oath to be a public server. So you got to show me your
body,
sir. You got to show me who the
fuck in proper uniform.
How knows this is a motherfucking police?
They can't stop
exactly.
You and do nothing to
exactly.
Change you enough.
Exactly.
You got to be in proper uniform. Got
how the hell
badge.
I know you the police?
Right. The badge number and everything. You got to be able to identify yourself. And with that body camera part of your uniform, because it's on your person, it must be on. If it's not on, you're not in proper uniform. Therefore, anything that you do is goddamn illegal.
Right. Because you took an oath to be a public servant. You took an oath to used to be protected, sir, but you took an oath now to enforce the law. Because you see it on their card now. Law enforced. So you took an oath to enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then when you hit them with this here, this another one where they don't like when you know this type of shit. When you hit them with, I need, you tell him to get his watch commander or whoever over him for the day.
Yeah.
And you ain't got to even talk to him no more. You talk to the watch commander. But at the end of the day, you won't answer no questions. And another thing, when you walk in, you're not breaking the law, so they comes up and go all in your pocket checking for dope and all that. How you going to go in my pocket? You can't do that. I don't even have to identify myself. My name's Good Citizen. I do not have to identify myself if I'm walking because ain't no laws been broken. How the hell you going to enforce the law? Walking ain't a crime, so that's how you have them by the balls. You be able to sue them. The motherfucker be mad at me because I know all this shit, man. They don't fuck with me. They already know what time it is.
You didn't see the rap from L.A.? He said, man, if you make a move, I'm going to blow your chest. I'm going to shoot you in the chest. And the L.A. County Sheriff, he sued for $10 million the other day.
Damn right. That's what
I
know how to talk to me. Because I know what to say and what to do and how to do. Shit, I had to learn that shit, man. I had to learn it. That's why I be trying to talk to my people in late state tennis shoes. But sometimes, man, we be trying to tell people stuff, man. They be on some other stuff. So sometimes it's hard to each one teach one. You be trying to share the game with them, and it'd be so hard, man, to kind of late state tennis shoes.
I know what you mean.
But,
I've been there, done that, man. And I've been helping a lot of people's cases. When I get their paperwork and look at it, I be like, well, this is where you can get them at right here. This is fraud right here.
And another thing, brother, when if they said, hey, we can lock you up for trespassing, first, only way they know that you're trespassing, they got to give you a warning first. You just can't put nobody in jail for trespassing.
Right.
See, people don't know that. They go to jail. They end up going to jail on just because they came up to say you trespassing, and then they'll cuff your ass and put you in jail. Because, I know that you have to be warned first. Once you give me my citation proving that you warned me, I'll get off this premises. But other than that, they can't
do that.
And people got so much. People don't know. They be getting lost in the sauce, man. They be going to jail for trespassing and shit. They done locked up. Come on, homie, just standing up on the corner, you know, and shit like this.
Yeah, the police, the store only got to notify the police. Got to come in and say, hey, man, no loitering.
And they
got to
write that shit out for you.
On trespass.
They got to write your warning ticket.
Uh-huh.
They got to give you a warning first. Other than that, it's bullshit. You can get away with it.
walk right on off the premises, whatever. If you trespass or not, they got to give you a warning first.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that. So it's a lot of shit, man. It's a lot of shit they be railroading our people, man, with, you know, because we lost in the sauce, you know. But the one, try to teach one as much as you can, man. Try to show your people the truth.
Man, they don't come to you, man, until they get jammed up, man. You can try to tell them.
Yeah, they already got fucked. Yeah, then they come.
Cop Watchers, you know, Cop Watchers and Innocent Project.
Yeah,
I used to be an advocate with them, and I used to get a packet they used to send me, and they send me like 50 cards to pass out, and I would pass them out to people and say, keep these on you in your wallet. Police pulls you over, you hand it to them. They got to do them things on that card. If they don't, they're in violation of your civil rights. So I was giving out to a lot of people when I was schooling them, and they were listening back then. That was like 2006 when the police jumped on me. I come out my house, and I'm thinking somebody in the neighborhood done broke out because I got two spotlights, a police car. And I come out and start talking with one of the police. He knew me from the store. I worked at the convenience store. We talked 15 minutes about NASCAR driving and fishing, and then the four police that pulled up, he came, walked in between us and tackled me and made me hit my head up against the goddamn my side mirror on my car. And I got up and said, what's your name? The badge number? I said, why? For you tackling me. He started yelling. I said, I don't understand that. Let me get my ink pen. I tried to go get my ink pen. That joker tackled me again, stood on his tippy toe, put me in handcuffs till he cut my wrist. So when he goes to take me to jail, my aunties, both of them worked down there. So when I got down there, my auntie said, your arm is bleeding. I said, this dumb motherfucker right here. And he was so surprised because she like, nephew, your arm is bleeding. She said, I'm going to call your dad. The other jailer was sitting there. She was getting off. The other jailer sitting there said, what are you charging with? Resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. He had the jailer sign my goddamn deal. I told the judge that. I said, judge, he had the jailer sign my ticket. That ain't even no good. Judge threw my whole deal out. Said, I fight with you. I don't find, if I was a concerned citizen and I come out to assist the police, because I'm thinking somebody done broke out and break into the house in the neighborhood, I'd be mad too if they jumped on me and I wasn't a suspect. He said, that's how we do it in this town. And the police kept his head down. He said, I don't find you resisting arrest. I don't find you disorderly conduct. Matter of fact, I find that we need to have an investigation with these officers. And he just sat there with his head down. And my auntie was laughing. She said, boy, you done went in court and represented yourself and won. I said, you goddamn right. Went to the police to file a complaint. I don't file no complaints with the internal affairs no more. The officer said, we feel our officer didn't do nothing wrong. Okay, but I got my wrist cut. And then guess what? I got sued by the hospital. I went there and paid my copay for my job insurance. And then they sent a bill. He said he sent a bill. I never got the bill for $36. They sued me. Yeah. I had to pay $450 court fee plus $36. I had all the money in my pocket the whole time I'm in court. And I'm like, man, look here, Judge. I said, if I would have got a bill for $36, here I am, got a pocket full of money. You think I couldn't pay that? I never got the bill. And I looked up everybody that worked at our job. This doctor sat up there and sued everybody. Got them. It might have been $9, $25 or whatever. He sued everybody that owed him a little piece of change. I'm like, if we done went in and paid y'all $40 co-pays, and y'all act like we couldn't pay $36, but I never got the bill. It never came to my mailbox. But the police should have paid it. You see, they wouldn't take me to the hospital. At jail, they wouldn't take me to the hospital. My arm wasn't fractured, but my arm was swole and cut to the bone. It was bleeding. Just blood steady coming out, cut to the bone. And the damn internal affairs said, we feel nothing, what you call it, but here's how God worked a mysterious way. That same police chief, no, not police chief, but the police woman who said that, her nieces done came up missing. I know where she at, but it ain't for me to tell. But she dead and gone now. I know where she at, but it ain't for me to tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God don't like ugly. I said, how you going to find your officer did nothing wrong when he beat me up?
Mm-hmm.
For no reason. Right. I mean, I'm in the house making Valentine baskets for my my old lady's brother at the time, for his old lady, and I see these spotlights outside. I said, damn, man, what the hell going on? So I go out there, and I'm like, man, that Martindale, what's up, Martindale? Hey, man, I can sit up.